This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Learning more about diabetes management and nutrition is key to ensuring you are living a healthy and well-balanced lifestyle with diabetes. Today, we are speaking with Constance Brown Riggs, certified diabetes educator and registered dietitian. Constance, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, why do diabetes patients have to pay attention so closely to what they are eating and how they are exercising?
Well, diabetes actually has a closer association with food than perhaps any other disease. And the type of food, the amount of food, and when that food is eaten all impacts an individual's blood glucose levels. And we know that carbohydrate actually has the biggest impact, if you will. So carbohydrate-containing foods like fruit, vegetables, whole grains, milk, and yogurt, they all have an impact on the blood glucose levels, whereas fat and animal protein has little or no effect on those blood glucose levels. As far as exercise is concerned, exercise actually is just as important as diet when it comes to managing diabetes. Most people aren't aware of that. When one is exercising with diabetes, it actually can help to improve the way their body uses insulin, which is the hormone that actually gets that glucose out of the bloodstream into the cells where the body can use it efficiently. And it also can, when one is exercising on a regular basis, they may be able to take less medication, which is always good news.
It most certainly is. And what tools do you recommend for your patients to use for monitoring their blood glucose?
Well, blood glucose meters are actually the best way to monitor blood glucose. And one of my favorite tools or meters that I use in my office and recommend to my patients is the one-touch Verio Flex meter. And if you think about, for your listeners that are familiar with diabetes from years ago, individuals were able to monitor or check their blood glucose, but they had to write everything down in a little book or sometimes on a piece of paper, and it was really hard to keep up with what was going on in terms of their diabetes management. With the meters that we have today, the one-touch Verio Flex meter, they're actually able to capture everything. The meter is able to store their results. And so when they come into my office, I actually can look at the meter and see what's going on, what their blood glucose levels are, whether or not they're in range. And this is something the patient also can immediately see. And it actually, the meters take the guesswork out of monitoring blood glucose. They see the results. The meter will tell them, actually flags, whether that result is in range or out of range. So it's really intuitive, and again, it takes the guesswork out of blood glucose results.
So Constance, what are tips or secrets that you could give to your patients to help them stay on track in these regards?
Well, one of the most important things that I emphasize is small, gradual changes. So often people, you know, think that it has to be a 360-degree turn, if you will, when the fact remains that it's the small, gradual changes that work best. Those are the changes that individuals are able to sustain for a longer period of time. And the good news is that most of our patients, according to a recent survey, about 83% of our patients with type 2 diabetes are actually working hard to make lifestyle changes. They say they're working on a daily basis. But the unfortunate aspect is the fact that over a quarter of those same individuals can't remember the last time that someone actually recognized that they're working hard at managing their diabetes. And that's one of the reasons that I've actually partnered with LifeScan, the makers of the One Touch VarioFlex glucose meter. And that is so that we can give those individuals recognition and celebrate the small changes that they're making. Actually, we call them small victories. And so it's really important to understand small, gradual changes that works best over time.
Today, we are visiting with Constance Brown-Riggs, certified diabetes educator and registered dietitian here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Constance, what are some small everyday changes or small victories that people with diabetes can accomplish that can make a big difference and lead to big wins?
Well, a simple thing is we talked about in the beginning the importance of eating healthy and watching their food intake and moving, exercise. So simple change is wearing a pedometer, for an example. And with that pedometer, they can seamlessly measure the number of steps that they're taking on a daily basis. And they start wherever they are. So if they're monitoring and they see they have 250 steps a day, which really isn't much at all, but if that's what it is, they want to build upon that and recognize if it's 250 today, maybe I can get 300 tomorrow. And so those small gradual changes, again, comes into play. So simply wearing a pedometer, knowing what that long-term goal is. So the long-term goal is ultimately to be able to get in 10,000 steps a day. That's what's recommended. But you have to start where you're at. So that's important for people living with diabetes to celebrate those small victories and understand what a small victory really is. So one, putting on a pedometer, seeing where you're at, and working from there. Can't emphasize enough, small, gradual changes. And then another thing in terms of food, a real simple fix, if you will, a small change, is practicing the plate method. And with the plate method, half of that plate should be filled with non-starchy vegetables. So that's like spinach, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, string beans, all non-starchy vegetable. The other half of the plate, we'll divide it in half again, so a quarter of the plate is going to be starchy foods. That would be like potatoes, rice, pasta, even quinoa fits into that section of the plate. And the other quarter would be basically the chicken, fish, or meat would go into that section. So that's something that's easy. Even if the individual is eating on a platter, we don't recommend they eat on a platter, but if they're eating on a platter and they can divide that platter up into those sections, it still helps to control the amount of food that they're eating and the amount of carbohydrates. So it helps to balance that out. So that would be a small change. Ultimately, we'd like to see them eat on a smaller platter. And then long term, we'd like to get that platter into a regular size plate. So small, gradual changes work best. You don't have to do it all overnight. And that ends up to lead to a big win with those small changes.
I like the sounds of that. And describe the importance of positive recognition when it comes to managing diabetes.
Well, living with diabetes is challenging. And oftentimes, people with diabetes feel that they're making all of these changes on a daily basis in a vacuum, that they're doing this alone. We actually have from that same survey that I referenced earlier, half of those people that were surveyed agreed that they felt alone in their diabetes management. And again, that's why it's so important that we have this Small Victories campaign so that we can help these individuals to see that they're not alone in managing their diabetes. We want to empower them to continue making those small changes. You think about, you've probably heard the old saying, success breeds success. So every time an individual is doing something positive, if we can recognize that accomplishment, it actually motivates them to want to continue with those positive changes and to continue to work even harder to live a healthier life. So recognition is really important. I would encourage your listeners, if they've been touched by diabetes, they have someone in the family with diabetes, that you celebrate the small victories. If they tell you that they walked 50 extra steps, give them a high five, say another small victory, and just really celebrate that accomplishment. Because again, success breeds success. Also, for those that are on social media, particularly during this month of celebration and bringing awareness to diabetes, National Diabetes Month, use the hashtag Small Victories and just encourage people living with diabetes to continue to make those small changes, accomplish those small victories, and we know that is really what's going to lead to successful management of diabetes.
Well, Constance, we certainly do appreciate all you do in the space and for taking a moment to be with us here on eHealth Radio to cover diabetes awareness, since November is Diabetes Awareness Month. Where can listeners get further details and to be in touch accordingly?
Well, they can get further information in terms of diabetes in general from the American Diabetes Association. They're looking to get in touch with me. They can certainly go to my website, www.constancebrownriggs.com. To learn more about OneTouch VarioFlex, they can go and visit onetouch.com. That's one word, onetouch.com.
Well, Constance, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And it was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Constance Brown Riggs, certified diabetes educator and registered dietitian. And to learn more about OneTouch, visit onetouch.com. And for direct contact with Constance, simply visit her website at constancebrownriggs.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.